And I also appreciate the ministers here for filling in while me and Danielle will be gone on the honeymoon. So I really appreciate you guys for stepping in and preaching and taking care of the services. So if you would, give the Lord a hand clap as Brandon comes up.
Goodness gracious. It's funny because I sing that song all the time at work. I really do. It's Karate Kid. Everybody knows Karate Kid, right? But that's not my brother-in-law up there, by the way.
I apologize for both of
them. Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you for that introduction, I guess. just have one quick announcement. Tomorrow night we're taking the youth. I think we're going to set up in Benton, right? Where Mr. Teehee, I think in the back parking lot, right? And we're just going to set up, and we're going to have signs and stuff out there, and, you know, we're going to drive through prayer, and just, I think about 6:30, right? We'll leave here, we'll try to get over there about 6:30, because it gets dark, you know, before it gets dark and stuff, so if you happen to come by and see us, you're more than welcome to join us. It's not just for the youth, it's for everybody. And we're looking for a good time, and I'm going to put it on the messenger. That way everybody know, you know, the youth will know. So, okay, that's it, right? All right. I'm gonna ask my wife to pray for me, if she don't mind. And then we'll just get into the Word. Yes, thank you, Lord.
That have to hide in you, Lord. Father, we just thank you for the blessing of that freedom.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
I pray that you touch Brandon right now. Fill him with the Holy Spirit, with your Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Lord.
Anoint his mouth. Let everything
praise
he speaks come straight from you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, move him out of the way and let nothing else come from his mouth. Help us to focus on you tonight. Help us to hear your
yes,
voice
Lord.
To us. Because God, what he's speaking is going to be for each and every one of us because you
yes,
have planned it that way. God, we just thank you and we praise you for everything that you've done. We thank you and we praise you for this church family. They are such
praise
a huge blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Be with us throughout this whole service. Clear any distractions and help us just to focus on you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Jesus, deliverer of my soul. I once was lost, but now I'm found. We're going to be in Hebrews chapter 9, and I think Bub's going to put it up on the board. I call him Bub, because, you know, that's what we always call him. So, y'all call him Dennis, I'll call him Bub. So, Hebrews chapter 9, I'll give him, he's probably got me beat, so, yeah. He's faster now. I want you to know there's life beyond the veil. Jake Hamilton sings a song, man, and Elijah introduced me to Jake Hamilton. I've just been jamming out, I mean, just in worship and prayer. But he has a song, and in that song he says, the song is called Redefined, but in the song he mentions life beyond the veil. And you have life beyond the veil. Through the blood, Jesus is the one that tore that veil down.
Yeah.
And we're going to, I probably ain't going to need this right here. I'm just going to go up here with this. Then indeed, even the first covenant had ordinance of divine service and the earthly sanctuary. You just keep rolling there. For a tabernacle was prepared, the first part in which was the lampstand, the table, and the showbread, which is called the sanctuary. And behind the second veil, the part of the tabernacle, which is called the holiest of all, which had the golden censer and the ark of the covenant, overlaid on all sides with gold, in which were the golden pot that had the manna, Aaron's rod that budded, and the tablets of the covenant. And above it were the cherubim of glory, overshadowing the mercy seat. Of these things we cannot speak in detail. Now, when these things had been thus prepared, the priest always went into the first part of the tabernacle and performed the services. But into the second part, the high priest went alone once a year, not without blood, which he offered for himself and for the people's sins committed in ignorance. The Holy Spirit indicating this, that the way into the holiest of all was not yet made manifest while the first tabernacle was still standing. It was symbolic for the present time, in which both gifts and sacrifices are offered, which cannot make him who performed the service perfect in regard to the conscience. Concerned only with foods and drinks, various washings and fleshly ordinances imposed until the time of Reformation. But Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come, with a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, not of this creation. Not with the blood of goats and calves, but with his own blood, he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. Thank you, Jesus. For the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of a heifer, sprinkling the unclean, sanctifies for the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. I want you to know we serve a living God. We don't serve a dead God. Thank you, Lord. Go on to Matthew. You got it right. I already gave him the scripture, so he knows where he's going. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and gave up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. Thank you, Jesus. And the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. I want you to know, I was once in a spiritual grave, and man, I thought I was doing all the right things, of course. You know, growing up, I grew up in a Baptist church, and things like this, but a lot of us grow up hearing half-truths, half the gospel. That's everywhere. And we get this false sense of who God is. In our mind, we think, well, God's this and that. But he says we can enter into his presence. He tore the veil down so we can enter in, and we get closer to him, the holiest of holies. I'm telling you, once you get, the closer you get, the more he shows you who you are. And when he shows you that, I tell you, Dan and I, we just recently moved. If you ever moved, I swear I think that's of the devil, because moving is the terriblest thing in the world. I say that as a joke, but really, to me it is, because it's terrible. Anyway, we lived at this place like five, six years. And, you know, we was packing up stuff, whatever. And we have this closet in the bathroom. And there's boxes in the closet, things I didn't know I had. Come on now. Things I didn't know I had. I said, man, we got a box of stuff here. Man, I ain't seen that thing in 6 years. But the Lord showed me that's what happens to us. The closer we get, the more he shows us. Look, we lived there 6 years, and we didn't even pack everything. We still got boxes over here. I wonder where that is. And then we find it 6 years later. Listen, you got to listen to me. And so the closer we get to Christ, the closer we can enter into his presence. But the closer you get to him, the more he shows you. Man, you got to unpack all this junk that we carry around. Listen, I used to carry around church. I used to carry around church all the time. This church hurt my feelings. So-and-so, Brother Elijah didn't speak to me this morning. You know, whatever. But you got to focus. You got to focus on him. And the closer you get to him, you can enter in. He says he's tore the veil by the blood of Jesus. He tore that veil, and you can enter in to his presence. You don't have to. I don't have to go to Sam. He don't have to come to me. I ain't got to go to Casey. You can enter in. You're a Christian. You can enter into his presence. But he showed me, listen, and we had these things, and we had all kinds of junk is what it was, you know, in these boxes. And that's what we carry around. We carry around junk all the time. And we'll carry it around for 10, 12, 15, 20 years. I go to church every Sunday, but you still carrying around the same junk? Listen, I've done it. I come in here and prayed at the altar and picked it right back up. You got to dump that stuff right here. Matter of fact, you got to dump this stuff right here. Right here. Listen, there's no half-truths right there. There's no denominational, there's no man-made doctrine. You drop it right here and you leave it. Leave it. I mean, I couldn't tell you the thing. I found it. I used to collect knives, and I had like 15 knives or something like that. I ain't seen these knives in 6 years. Rod's like, Dad, can I have these knives? I'm like, yeah, sure, go ahead, keep it. I mean, I ain't seen them. I don't know where they're at. But the thing is, we bury this stuff. Man, we bury it. Now, here, it breaks my heart when I see Christians, I'm talking about Christians. It breaks my heart when I see them, they act like they have no hope. Because they carry this stuff around with them. Things of the past, whatever it is. Listen, I carry that stuff around. It's not in a church. It's about the church. Amen. And he says you can enter in to his presence. He's already paid it for you. But yet we act like, man, we got to go through all these channels and do this and do that. No. Because once he shows you who you are, and he shows the things you need to get rid of. Man, I had unforgiveness carrying it. I carried that stuff around for a long time. You know, my first wife, well, I wasn't a Christian. But towards the end of it, I got saved. And the Lord really showed me. Man, he showed me who I was. And he still showed me. And you know what the beauty about it is? The closer you get, the more he shows you. Amen. I mean, the closer you get, the more he shows you. And I'd carry around things in my first marriage to Dina. Things that happened, two different people. But I still carried this stuff. Still buried it deep. But I'm telling you, the last few years, I love my wife with all my heart. I don't always show her that. But man, God is showing me. The closer I get into his presence, I'm telling you, there's nothing like his presence. Whew. It's not just us coming to church on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday. You got to have a daily walk in his presence. Somebody once said it's illegal for you to worship in public if you can't worship in private.
Yeah, that's right.
And man, that really hit me. But life beyond the veil. And some people think, man, okay, I'm a Christian. Now I can just do whatever. Man, I have grace. Great grace. Yes, that's awesome. Does it mean you can go and do everything that you used to do? It says you become a new creation. You become a new creation. You can't keep going. You can't keep going around trying to bury these same things that you carried around for years. Man, I carried this stuff around. Churches and, man, well, yeah, this church hurt me. This church, because my focus was on the church, on a church, on a building. It wasn't on him. Sometimes I see Christians, man, we just do whatever we want to do. We can live like hell through the week and just come on church on Sunday. And okay, yeah, I'm covered by, yeah, you're covered by the blood, but are you? I've done it. Who you are in the dark is who you are. Your character in the dark is who you are. And it breaks my heart when I see people that used to go to this church, going back to these empty things, these empty wells they have. He says we can enter in. I just read it to you. Amen. Life beyond the veil. Abundant life.
Yeah.
Man, he wants to give you abundant life.
Amen.
Listen, I don't have material things. I don't have this or that. But Jesus, the lover of my soul, Whew. I don't even care about that stuff anymore. Linda can tell you, I used to. I shared this before. We was making good money. I had the checkbook down to the T, man. Every penny. Because that's what I thought was important. You know, and she laughs at me. You know, we still joke about it sometimes. What'd you buy today? You went, shampoo, what? You know, all this stuff. Soap? We don't need no soap. Come on. Come on, we got water. We don't need no soap. But that's who I was, but you know, then. And yes, I was a Christian, but man, I'm still going back to these things. Material things, all this stuff, it does not matter. Jesus, the lover of my soul. And so it breaks my heart when I see friends of mine, families, man, they'll go to church, and just they keep carrying the same baggage around with them, looking for different results. You're still carrying it, but you're just going to a different church. You're just carrying it in that church. You know? I did it. I used to do it. And man, it breaks my heart when I see people. He says we can enter in. He tore that veil down. He tore it down for you. If it was just for you, he still would have done it. So I want you to know tonight, the closer you get to him, the closer you get to his presence. I tell you, you can go as far as you want. He's a gentleman. He won't force you to do anything. But you can go and you can go deeper and far and further than you ever imagined. And he shows you things you need to unpack. It breaks my heart. It really does. Friends, family, we have hope. It's through the blood of Jesus. Jesus, the lover. I love that. Jesus, the lover of my soul. I feel led to do this. I want to apologize to my wife. I'm sorry for carrying around them things that I used to carry around. It's not fair to you. More importantly, it's not fair to him. But man, I'm so thankful that in the midst of all my junk, all my stuff, man, he tore that veil for you and I. Listen, you don't need no 36-point sermon or whatever. It's just Jesus. You know, we've been studying the book of Acts and the youth over there, and I'll tell you, putting our faith in the actions, acting on it. You don't have to be no Bible scholar. I'm no Bible scholar. But I know who Jesus is, and I know that he loves me. Amen. And man, he shows me every day. He shows me every day who I am. And the closer you get to him, you got to humble yourself. And the closer you get to him, man, the more he'll show you. I mean, he'll show you things you didn't even know that are still there. We had all this stuff. I didn't even know we even had it. I didn't forget all about it. And then, oh, there it is. Sometimes we even forget about the stuff that we carried around. Yeah. We've carried it so long, man, it's just a part of us. It's just who we are. But it's not who you are. It's not. So I don't know if this message helps you, but it helped me because I realized, man, I had unwanted stuff. Man, stuff I thought, man, that was a long time ago, Lord. Are you still carrying it? You still haven't fully trusted me and let it go. And for that, I apologize to my wife. And I want to say one more thing. You can't get in his presence, as Sam said this morning, on my coattails. I go further than I go. I can't get on Brother Nick's coattails. I tell the youth this, your salvation is not based on my coattails. It's a personal relationship. And you got to enter into his presence. You know, I heard my son, yeah, and you know, here, I won't be just like you, Dad. No, be better than me. Go further than I go. Amen. Closer than I get. And you can't, you know, and I see it all the time. I talk to people at work and, well, so-and-so, you know, so-and-so. So what? What about Jesus? Focus on him. Don't worry about so-and-so. They're not going to be there with you. You can't ride their coattails. You can't ride a church coattails. It's a personal relationship. You can't ride Pastor Sam. Me. You don't need me. You got Jesus. And he tore the veil for you. And he loves you. Jesus. The lover of my soul. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I'm more happier now than I ever been. And Lord, I ain't got nothing. It's just me. And that's the truth. It's just me. But I got a family. I got a church family. So if you're here tonight, I'm telling you, the closer you get to him, he'll show you more and more about yourself and things you just need to let go, deep-rooted things that you've held on to. And let's let that stuff go. Let it fall away. That's just not who you are. Jesus is who you are. He lives in you. You're a Christian. So if I'll pray with you. Sam will pray with you. Jesus loves you. He loves this church. Man, what a church we have. You know, we talk about seasons in our lives. And there was a point, was, Lord, I don't know if you want me to do this or work with the youth and whatever. But man, I'm so thankful. Just to watch them grow. Church, it's nothing that me and Casey do or y'all do. It's what God's doing through them. We're just willing vessels. That's all we are. So I want you to know you can enter in to his presence. He tore that veil. It says he tore it. The ground shook. I want you to hear me. Jesus, the lover of your soul. I was once lost, but now I'm found. You got to get that. If you don't get anything else, you can enter into his presence. Mm-hmm.